Then he had no strength at all to waste in this direction. From their youth up they have weakened the brain and sapped the constitution by the gratification of animal passions. Self-denial and temperance should be the watchword in their married life. 123.1 We are under solemn obligations to God to keep the spirit pure and the body healthy, that we may be a benefit to humanity and render to God perfect service. The apostle utters these words of warning: let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. He urges us onward by telling us that every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. He exhorts all who call themselves Christians to present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. He says, I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 123.2 It is not pure love which actuates a man to make his wife an instrument to minister to his lust. It is the animal passions which clamor for indulgence. How few men showed their love in the manner specified by the apostle, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might not pollute it, but sanctify and cleanse it, that it should be holy and without blemish. This is the quality of love in the marriage relation which God recognizes as holy. Love is a pure and holy principle, but lustful passion will not admit of 124 restraint and will not be dictated to or controlled by reason. It is blind to consequences, it will not reason from cause to effect. 123.3 Why Satan seeks to weaken self-control. Satan seeks to lower the standard of purity and to weaken the self-control of those who enter the marriage relation, because he knows that, while the baser passions are in the ascendancy, the moral powers grow steadily weaker, and he need have no concern as to their spiritual growth. He knows, too, that in no way can he better stamp his own hateful image upon their offspring, and that he can thus mold their character even more readily than he can the character of the parents. 124.1 Results of excesses. Men and women, you will one day learn what is lust and the result of its gratification. Passion of, just as base a quality may be found in the marriage relation as outside of it. 124.2 What is the result of giving loose rein to the lower passions? The bedchamber, where angels of God should preside, is made unholy by unholy practices. And because shameful animalism rules, bodies are corrupted, loathsome practices lead to loathsome diseases. That which God has given as a blessing is made a curse. 124.3 Sexual excess will effectually destroy love for devotional exercises, will take from the brain the substance needed to nourish the system, and will most effectively exhaust the vitality. No woman should aid her husband in this work of self-destruction. She will not do it, if she is enlightened and has true love for him. 124.4 The more the animal passions are indulged, the stronger do they become, and the more violent will be 125 their clamors for indulgence. Let God-fearing men and women awake to their duty. Many professed Christians are suffering with paralysis of nerve and brain because of their intemperance in this direction. 124.5 Husbands to be considerate. Husbands should be careful, attentive, constant, faithful, and compassionate. They should manifest love and sympathy. If they fulfill the words of Christ, their love will not be of a base, earthly, sensual character that will lead to the destruction of their own bodies and bring upon their wives debility and disease. They will not indulge in the gratification of base passions, while ringing in the ears of their wives that they must be subject to the husband in everything. When the husband has the nobility of character, purity of heart, elevation of mind that every true Christian must possess, it will be made manifest in the marriage relation. If he has the mind of Christ, he will not be a destroyer of the body, but will be full of tender love, seeking to reach the highest standard in Christ. 125.1 When doubts creep in. No man can truly love his wife, when she will patiently submit to become his slave and minister to his depraved passions. In her passive submission she loses the value she once possessed in his eyes. He sees her dragged down from everything elevating to a low level, and soon he suspects that she will as tamely submit to be degraded by another as by himself. He doubts her constancy and purity, tires of her, and seeks new objects to arouse and intensify his hellish passions. The law of God is not regarded. These men are worse than brutes, they are demons in human form. They are unacquainted with the elevating, ennobling principles of true, sanctified love. 126-125 point to the wife also becomes jealous of the husband and suspects that, if opportunity should offer, he would, just as readily pay his addresses to another as to her. She sees that he is not controlled by conscience or the fear of God, all these sanctified barriers are broken down by lustful passions, all that is godlike in the husband is made the servant of low, brutish lust. 126.1 The problem of unreasonable demands. The matter now to be settled is, shall the wife feel bound to yield implicitly to the demands of her husband, when she sees that nothing but base passions control him, and when her reason and judgment are convinced that she does it to the injury of her body, which God has enjoined upon her to possess in sanctification and honor, to preserve as a living sacrifice to God? 126.2 It is not pure, holy love which leads the wife to gratify the animal propensities of her husband at the expense of health and life.